What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron, go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get every episode for free, right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. First off, a little bit of breaking news. It's not about Donald Trump selling Bibles. It is about the story I've been talking about for the last hour, which was about Ronald McDaniel being hired by NBC. And scoop by Dylan Byers, formerly of Politico, if I recall correctly, now at Puck News. You got to say it like that. Make sure you emphasize the P in that word. Quote, NBC News plans to drop ex-RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor following on-air revolt from NBC/MSNBC talent. Executives are deliberating over details. Announcement is pending. Meanwhile, McDaniel is seeking legal representation. I'll tell you what. All right. In this fight, who are you rooting for, Pete? Good question. I am rooting for injuries. I'm rooting for, over the monetary damages, okay? I am rooting for damages. Yes. The more, the merrier I shall be. All right, so over at the Washington Free Beacon, which is a national treasure, by the way, they took a look into Joe Biden's origin stories. And I believe it started with a bite from a spider, like a radioactive spider. But nobody else, no other media outlet, all of these firefighters for truth, right? All of these like brave beach storming journalismers, none of them ever thought to go back and look up Joe Biden, who is a serial fabulist and plagiarist, right? A maker-upper of stories. So nobody ever thought, hey, you know what? We should go back and check into his origin story. Not the radioactive spider one, but the real one. The one, well, I say real in quotes, because it's not really real. I know you're going to be as shocked as I was to learn what the Free Beacon has discovered. Joe Biden's political origin story is almost certainly bogus. I can't believe it. I am as shocked as you are.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
There you go. I'm just stunned. For nearly 20 years, President Joe Biden has told a story about why he devoted his life to politics. It was when he first heard Donald Trump say, good people on both sides. Lo, those many years ago, I believe it was the 70s. No, I'm kidding. No, this is a story that he has repeated many, many times, but he also repeated at the risk of facing criminal charges for lying to a federal agent. He told this story to special counsel Robert Hur last October in that deposition over the documents. See, what do we always say? It's never the crime, it's always the cover-up. This is, wouldn't it be amazing if this is what he goes down for? So here's the story. Fresh out of law school and working as a clerk at a high-powered Wilmington, Delaware law firm, Joe Biden, having recently whipped up on Corn Pop, was tapped to defend a construction company. See, this construction company was being sued by a 23-year-old welder. Right? The 23-year-old welder working for the construction company lost a part of his anatomy. One of the beans and the frank, or part of the frank. Okay. The family jewels were damaged in a fire. Okay. The welder was working inside of a chimney at a Delaware City plant. Okay? He's in this chimney, catches fire inside. He is burned. He is maimed. And then he sues. Now, according to Joe Biden and his telling of the tale, it was Joe Biden's shrewd legal defense on the behalf of the construction company that the injured man lost his case. Quote, this is from Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden's telling of the story to Robert Hur on October 8th, 2023, at the deposition. Ready? Quote, I'm at the car. He goes on to say, I wrote this memo, and son of a bleep, it prevailed. And I looked over at that kid and I thought, son of a bleep, I'm in the wrong business. I'm not made for this. Biden says that he was so racked with guilt that he concocted an excuse to avoid a celebratory lunch with one of the firm's named partners because they were so excited about having saved this case and beaten this 23-year-old welder, right? They're not going to have to pay him anything. Thank God for Joe Biden showing up when he did, writing this brief. Man, he's such a brilliant lawyer. We would have been so screwed if not for Joe screwing over this guy. So he avoids the lunch, doesn't want to be celebrated, doesn't want to party with the partners, and instead he walks into the public defender's office and asks for a job that very day. Quote, it's the only time I ever lied. Yeah, that's it. That's the only time, yeah. Thus began, according to a New York Times report on the special counsel interview, quote, a career that would one day take him to the White House. Okay, that's the story that Joe told. But that story is almost certainly a complete work of fiction. Because although Biden did work at a law firm, and he worked at the law firm that was tapped to defend a construction company, a company that was in a negligence lawsuit, just like the one that Joe described to her, the slight problem here is that that case concluded in 1968. And Joe Biden, in 1968, was still in law school. Not a lawyer. Oh, also, the welder in that case did not lose. He won. He actually won, at the time, $315,000, which in today's dollars would be $2.8 million. According to Joseph Simonson and Andrew Kerr at the Free Beacon, Joe Biden does have a long record of embellishments and yarn spinning. He claimed he was offered a spot on the Naval Academy's football team. He says he never spoke with his son, Hunter Biden, about the foreign business dealings, etc. Oh, speaking of which, I do have this clip here from Hunter Biden on his dad here.
My father would womanize, he would drink.
Yeah.
He would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark.
Mm.
Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy. The sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical.
There you go. All right, so there is a possibility that Biden is referring to another civil case that was tried in the late 1960s in the District Court of Delaware, or its Pennsylvania counterpart. And that other case may have used William Prickett Law Firm defending the catalytic construction company against a welder and his wife suing over the burns sustained while working inside a vessel at a company plant. There could be another case that is identical with all of those same components. But if there is a case, nobody can find it. Slight problem. The District Court of Delaware only keeps records for cases dating back to 1974. The law firm has no records of it. A spokesman for the firm, which is now named Prickett, Jones & Elliott, said that its records from its case And then the others in the 60s have long been destroyed. And the guy in the welder in the case, he died in 2014. He said, and the law firm says, quote, "We are familiar with the passage in Mr. Biden's autobiography discussing our firm and a civil action William Prickett and Mr. Biden worked on. Unfortunately, we cannot confirm that the matter is the one to which the autobiography refers. Any records from that case and other matters the firm handled in the late 1960s are well outside the time period of our records retention policy and have likely been destroyed." But I'm sure it totally happened. Our own Marc Garrison, that's how I say it because it's French sounding, and I want to sound like I'm a little bit more well-traveled than I am. Marc Garrison from the WBT News Center, he, the news director here, he got an interview with Cringe Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, who I'm sure will totally not land a gig at NBC or ABC or CBS News or CNN or MSNBC or CNBC. I mean, probably not Fox. But I mean, it still wouldn't surprise me, but probably not Fox. I don't see her really working alongside Peter Ducey very well or his dad. But it could happen. You never know. Let me get to some messages here. Mary says, MSNBC brought on Ronna McDaniel as a token because she's a weak Republican. Ben says that he has already seen a lot of... a lot of comments in the wake of the bridge in Baltimore, you know, the shipping tanker that ran into the bridge and it collapsed the bridge this morning. Ben says, "I have already seen multiple comments, you know, looked like a controlled demolition." So the truthers are already starting to swarm. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You've got to swarm quickly in these types of events because you've got to get the truth out there, and you gotta let it calcify, right? You gotta start just ask good questions. You gotta start that process early, so this way you can say that, you know, you were there from the very beginning. You know, I've been raising these questions from the very beginning. I've been asking these questions, and it didn't look right. And shipping containers don't melt steel, Pete. Right? Like all of those types of arguments, you gotta make those right out of the gate. You got to plant those flags, or people just won't believe you on the next story. Thomas says the McDaniels hot mess is a real media kerfuffle for NBC. This conflagration is a real inferno for the fake news media model. Expert analysis as usual. Inferno is a good one. So you've got, so this is one of the things to always listen for when you're like, if you're watching a news story about a fire, apartment fire, right, a chemical fire, really any kind of fire, the first reference is always fire. They always call it a fire. And then in journalism speak, second reference, whenever you hear second reference, it means the next time you refer to, the next time you say the thing, you have to come up with a different way to say it. So second reference is always, should always be different. It's the sign of a good journalismer. And so first reference is fire. Second reference is always blaze. Now, if you ever hear inferno, which always sounds a bit too hypey, so a lot of reporters and anchors will never use the word inferno. Conflagration, though, like that's when you know you're dealing with somebody who's probably got like a 4.0 GPA or something, you know, and they want to let you know that they're really smart because they're using that word. So it's always blaze on second reference. And then you go back to fire. And usually by that point, story's over because, I mean, it's really just a fire, and so you're just in it for the video. That's really why they shoot all the video of the fires, because, ooh, look, it's a fire. And there's something very, like, primitive and instinctual about humans looking into a fire, because we've been doing it for millennia, you know, around campfires and stuff. So, it just makes good video. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, you are obviously paying attention to the world around us. You also have really great taste, I might add. But if you haven't started getting prepared for various emergencies, I gotta ask, what are you waiting for? Please call my friends Bill and Jan at Carolina Readiness Supply, and they'll help get you started. If you have no idea how to start, they can help you. If you're an experienced prepper, they can help you too. Being prepared is just smart. We've already established that you're smart. I mean, you listen to this podcast after all. So let's put those smarts into action. go to CarolinaReadiness.com. That's CarolinaReadiness.com or call them at 828-226-7239. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies as well as educational materials that you're going to need for any kind of emergency. Veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out? All right, I have a clip here. It is the raw file. That means there are no edits here. This is just the straight-up raw tape that Mark Garrison, WBT News Director Mark Garrison, recorded with the White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre. And, I mean, it's edited at the beginning, just to clip the beginning and then to, at the end here. But this is the full interview. It runs about 6 minutes or so. I'm just kind of curious to hear the whole thing.
Hey there. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to having this conversation.
So North Carolina's a state in play for sure. Some of the latest numbers show 72% of voters here are really worried about the president's mental competence. And one poll last week said that was 46% of Democrats. How does the president overcome that?
Oh, my God. All right. So right out of the gate, he's asking about dementia. Right out of the gate. Just wham, hits her right in the face with it. All right, let's hear how she responds.
Well, I would point everyone to the State of the Union, where the president gave an incredible speech about his vision for the American people. And he spoke for 75 minutes and laid out a powerful remarks on how he sees us moving forward with health care, lowering costs for health care, and how important that is to millions of Americans, including North Carolinians. And that's why he and the vice president are going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina, where they're looking forward to it, on talking about their vision.
She's so bad at this. I mean, look, okay, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I have done a lot of interviews with Flax and Hacks and Spinmeisters, comms people, press secretaries, right? Just at all levels. This is the White House. This is like this is the all-star game of the professionals, right? That you would think. You do not get that gig unless you are good at this work. And this is why I call her Corinne, because she's so bad at it. Just, oh gosh, this is so awful. And the worst part is you've got an entire generation of PR spinmeisters and Flax and Hacks that are watching her thinking this is what is acceptable. So it's going to get worse. This is the prequel to Idiocracy. We are living it, people.
Text and strengthen the Affordable Care Act, for example, Medicaid, Medicare. They're going to discuss not just lowering health care costs, but also including prescription drugs. Let's not forget there was a bill that was passed last year, well, back in 2022, in the Inflation Reduction Act, which only Democrats voted on, they were the only ones that supported this bill. And what it did, it allows Medicare for the first time to negotiate lowering costs, prescription drug costs. Imagine Republicans voted
again. Every single sentence, it seems like she starts off with this stutter. Oh, wait a minute, like Joe Biden. They both have stutters. Have we ever seen these two together in the same place? Could they be the same person? I'm just asking questions.
Not for this. They did not support this. Some voted against it. And so that's what the president is going to talk about. There's insulin costs. You have our seniors that are paying hundreds of dollars a month for insulin. The president was able to cap that at $35 a month. And we are really grateful to Governor Cooper, your governor's leadership on expanding Medicaid expansion.
Oh, my God. She sounds like she knows what she's talking about. I'm waiting for her to call Roy Cooper her good friend Ray. Right? Like, that's what I'm expecting now. I don't know if it's going to happen. I've not heard this yet. I have not heard this full interview. But she is very, very bad at this. The worst part of this is that it's radio. I mean, that's the best part, but it's the worst part for her. Because I understand if you're standing at the podium or at the lectern on the podium, you're like, you're up there, you're on TV, people are asking you questions, and I get it. You cannot know everything and every detail about every single issue. So they send you out there with that big fat binder with all of the, you know, talking points and spin, So this way, if you don't remember what the answer is or what the particular spin is supposed to be, you just flip to that page and then you, oh yeah, that's right. This is the spin. I need to hit these points. I get that. And I'm forgiving of that. Like for a television audience that sees the press secretary doing that, I am forgiving of that to some extent. Okay. Like she's really bad at that too. Don't get me wrong, but just in general, I can forgive that. But this is radio, Corringe. This is radio. You can literally sit here as I am right now. I have these papers in front of me. And if I didn't do that, you would have no idea that I have all these papers in front of me. I have been reading from a script this entire program, all 3 hours. You have no idea. Stand up and move away from the... Oh, see, this is... Oh, wait. I don't understand why you cannot deliver these copy points with some degree of admittedly feigned sincerity. Why? Why is this so difficult? Why is every single sentence starting off with this halting, stuttering start? Right? Like you're pushing the VW down a hill and you're hoping to like pop the clutch or something on this soundbite. I don't understand.
Right, and because of his leadership, now there's going to be more than 400,000 North Carolinians that's going to be able to receive the care that they need, and also Americans are saving on average $800 a year on premiums. So that matters. While Republicans are constantly showing the stark contrast on this, they're trying to repeal ACA. 50 attempts by Republicans to do that. They're trying to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. As I just mentioned, it's going to lower costs for Americans. So they released, Republicans released their Congressional Republican budget just last week, where they want to cut health care coverage for millions of Americans, drive prescription drug costs up. And so there couldn't be a bigger contrast. There couldn't be a clearer vision by this president. And that's what I would say to Americans. You have a president that's fighting for you, lowering costs. He's going to go to North Carolina today to talk about just that. And they should watch and hear what he says.
Yeah.
And I think that's what matters. I think that's what Americans also want to see.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is an incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this.
Oh, of course. Corinne Jean-Pierre has to be very clear. She has to be allowed to be clear. See, that's the thing. Everybody prevents her from being clear. That's why she's so freaking unclear on everything. Because she's always saying, let me be clear. She's always begging permission. And so I can only assume that nobody is allowing her to be clear all this time. Because if we would just let her be clear, then she would be, obviously. Also, not a rabbit hole. Simple question. He just asked. People said, hey, ask her, does he have dementia? So, does he? It's one simple question. That's all it was, a simple question. And now she's talking about rabbit holes? No, rabbit holes would be, okay, well, let's get more involved and go down the hole and ask more questions and go down different side tangents and everything else. That's what that phrase means. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. Oh, you know what? Maybe I wonder if she's channeling Obama. Because he would always say that. Let me be clear. We're down the rabbit hole here, people. No, we're not, actually. All right, it is tourney time, and it's also a good time to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, which is now live in North Carolina. You can legally bet on all of your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in the state with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR. You watching the basketball tournament games? Make bets as you watch and get fast and easy payouts. DraftKings has tons of the best features like parlays for multiple games, player props, which focus on an individual player and their performance within a specific game. Also, social betting groups where you can share your bets with your friends in real time. I have a special promo for you as well. You download the DraftKings Sportsbook app on your phone or tablet and use the code PETE.
P-E-T-E. You bet $5 and you get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Pete. The crown is yours, king or queen, but this is a limited time offer, so take advantage. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms are at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. Also, NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license.
Caringe Jean-Pierre is about to use this term. I'm going to re-rack this clip. Mark Garrison, WBT News director, gets the White House press secretary on the phone. They actually asked to be on the air because they're trying to front promote Biden's trip to Raleigh today. And so they make the White House press secretary available to read some copy points poorly. And Garrison then asks this question about, hey, I was, you know, told people I'm getting ready to interview you, and they got a question.
Told a number of people that I was talking to you today. It was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
You, Mark, you're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health.
Yeah.
This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions has been. He has done more on historic legislation, on domestic policy, on foreign policy.
Not the question.
Than most presidents in this period of their presidency.
No.
He actually has done more in his first 3 years than most presidents have done in two terms. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is...
I think what she's searching for there is dignify your question with a response. I think that's what she was... And look, I'm no White House press secretary, so I don't have these axioms at the tip of my tongue ready to go. I don't know a good effective way to sidestep and not answer a question in a believable way. I am not as skilled at that gig as obviously Caringe Jean-Pierre is, which is why she sounds like she's losing a wrestling match with her tongue. This is just embarrassing.
Incredibly insulting. And so we can move on to the next question. I feel like I've answered the question for you.
Gasp.
Okay. So she not only called it incredibly offensive, but she also called it incredibly insulting. To whom? To Joe Biden? And you notice what she said about the president having the physical every year and the doctor clearing him, giving him all first off, that's just a physical. That's not a mental, right? It's a physical deal. But also, he hasn't really been passing that with flying colors. Remember, they gave him the new tennis shoes the other day. He's got those, too. And look, I don't mean that. The guy's 81 years old. Of course he's going to be having physical issues. But if we accept that on a physical side, why wouldn't we accept it to be also a thing on the mental side, too?
Prices and grocery prices, then. Big topics here in North Carolina.
Okay. So then he goes on to gas prices, which we know what the spin there is going to be. You know, believe Caringe. Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe your budget. Don't believe your bank account. Right? It's an illusion because the inflation isn't growing nearly as fast as it did 2 years ago. Man, that was going like 9% annually. Like, that was out of control. That was like, it was on fire, or a conflagration, if you will, or blaze. So, yeah, I mean, that was out of control. 9%, 10% annual increases, you know, and that happened like a year or two in a row. And now it's only growing at like a 3% rate. See, so that's That's way better. Thanks, Joe Biden. Of course, the prices are now permanently inflated.
All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.